Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What is up, motherfuckers? We're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's Monday. Long time since I've been in this studio. Long time. We love you long time, Zachy.
I missed you, buddy.
I missed you, bro.
Nice to be back.
I feel like it's been a while. I feel like the you know, look, I'm sure you guys did a great job last week. I didn't pay attention. Who fucking knows what happened last week?
Doesn't matter.
Who knows what happened last week?
You're just treading water while you were learning to be a killing machine.
Fucking, you guys are just treading water. You guys are just fucking chumming water. You guys are just fucking waterboarding. I got to work on my improv right now, guys. This is what I do. I haven't done my improv exercises this morning, which is just word association. And then when I get to the N-word, that's when I'm awake. I'm like, all right, and we've made it. Real ass
good
podcast.
Luck getting from water to that.
That's your yes N-word.
Yes. Oh, my God. Come we on. Are fucking crushing it.
You're a real ass trigger, dude.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Zach D'Amico's here, international superstar Zach D'Amico in the fucking house. I'm very excited about today's show. We have two white guests back in studio. I would never be off for this long and not come back with two fucking white guests.
Come on.
That's the way we fucking do things here, baby boy.
Superior choices.
Superior race. Superior choice.
Thank you.
Fucking
master choices, dude.
Hell yeah,
master
dude.
Choices. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you guys know they actually did a takeover of this show, which we only bestow that honor upon very few people. Okay. First of all, they got to be willing, which is also, that's very few. Very few people are even willing to associate with the name Louis J. Gomez. But then also, out of the people that are willing, then they got to be able to fucking do an okay job at the very least, because there's been a few bad ones. But your one was solid. Everyone loved it. In fact, I heard from a lot of my fans that it was the best Real Ass Podcast of all time.
Fuck.
I wasn't even involved. Hurt my feelings. They didn't give a fuck, dude. They said it right to my face.
Yeah, we weren't even using a bullshit soundboard either.
I know. That's what they said.
We weren't even using
They specifically said that. Oh, what happened to my no good?
Yep.
Goddamn. Yep. Shannon.
Now show them titties.
The no good stinking N-word Donald Duck thing doesn't work. So
man, you know, that was the button I wanted to hit the most.
I know, dude. Donald Duck saying the N-word is
pretty great.
The best.
It's good.
Honestly, that can just be a podcast. That over and over and over again. So anyway, look, incredible show plan today. You guys know him from the You Fucked It podcast. That is Ryan Shaner and Brian Six. What's up, kid?
What's up, boys?
Hello.
Good to be back.
Very happy to be here.
You guys are fucking crushing it.
Thank you.
You guys are crushing it. You fucked it. People love it. You guys are fucking Philly dickheads. That's the new thing, dude. Philly dickheads are the new fucking.
When we found out you were here before 11, we thought we were getting yelled at.
Yeah, we thought we were
like Tommy and Tim are going to be sitting on the couch, and they're like, dude, we're in trouble, dude.
That's what you guys are when you show up 10 minutes late.
Thought I was going to come in here, you'd have a belt like clacking it. Like, you fucking piece of shit.
My father would do that to me.
Oh, right? Yeah. That's what I was waiting for.
One of my only memories of my father is him clacking a belt in my face.
My dad did that once, but he was doing this, and then he wrapped it around his arm. He's like, ready to go, dude.
I'm like, sorry, wrong. Damn it.
Rye, you're not in trouble unless you don't find that needle. Then you're fucked.
Yeah, my father would also, apparently, one of my cousins pricked themselves with their mother's heroin needle.
Awesome.
At one time. Or it might have been my mother's heroin needle. Found that out at a party recently. We don't know whose heroin needle.
No, it was a family heroin.
Yes.
Yeah,
you guys have heirloom needles?
Yeah, dude. I have no idea. It wasn't good. Okay. But yeah, my father, one of my only memories of my father, I have like three memories of my father. One was him cry, just whoosh, whoosh, and I was just terrified of the sound.
One's wrestling on the bed, right?
One is wrestling on the bed. That might have been the same day.
Yeah, I was going to say that go hand in hand. Yeah. Actually,
maybe it was his championship belt. He was trying to intimidate me with it. And then the third one was we were living in a hotel, like a shitty hotel, and we were watching Goonies. Ooh. Watching Goonies when I was like three.
Jeez.
That sounds pretty solid.
That sounds actually a pretty good day.
That was a fucking... Honestly, dude, for three memories, I bet you if you just count like the positivity of those memories, it's only one out of three is bad. You know, the other two... Actually, the wrestling, he might have been beating the shit out of me.
Was he wailing on you when he did... Or was he just doing that to scare you?
He was like, one.
But was he trying to create a good memory? Like, it was like, I'm going to fuck you up. Did I just hear your mom scream in the kitchen, you fucking pussy?
No, I didn't, because motels don't have kitchens.
When he fucking
imagine a real rich man, poor man, living in a hotel.
Oh, shit.
We have so much to talk about today. Fuck, dude. Let's get our plugs out of the way. Let's do it. Let's get our plugs out of the way, and then we're going to get into all this fucking news. It's a news show. That's the thing you guys lost when you hosted the show.
What?
It was lost on you.
Well, we just started fighting with each other.
This is a news show. You don't fight on the news.
We do.
Well, we do.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it really didn't have anything to do with the news.
No,
Tommy was late, so lost it.
Yeah, dude. Well,
that's not news,
Super Bowl commercial.
That's
not cockiness, dude.
Walks in, yells at us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Refuses to put on headphones, misses every fucking cue. What a fucking douche.
Wow. You know what, dude? Fuck Tommy Pope. Guys, tweet at Tommy Pope right now. Tommy J. Pope, I believe it is, on Twitter. Tweet at him and let him know that his fucking time is coming. Don't say anything else. Just something cryptic. Something like that, guys. Let him know his time is coming. Don't tag us. Don't let us know. Don't let him know that it's us. Just some cryptic shit. I want him to open up his Twitter tomorrow.
He'll lose his fucking mind.
Dude, and he's like, what the fuck is happening?
The sun never sets, but it always cries. That would be fucking like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, oh my God. Dude. It's like 700 retweets. Like, Tommy would be like, what's happening?
just text him. Just tweet at him. Don't blink.
Like, what?
Stay awake, but sleep forever, Tommy.
Stay awake and sleep forever.
You'll never get it.
The crows land at dusk.
He'd have his glasses on like...
Dude, it's gonna really fuck him up.
Eagle dicks for breakfast, Tommy. He's like, fuck.
Say just some cryptic shit. I want him to be like, what the fuck is happening right now? I want him to think that he's going crazy.
He would. Okay? He would.
So, and then let me know. And I'm gonna be searching Tommy's name on Twitter because I don't want to be tagged. I don't want him to know it's us. That's not funny if he knows it's us.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't.
In fact, unfollow both the fucked it guys right now. So then there's no paper trail. Don't unfollow me. Unfollow Zach and these guys, and that's okay. Paco, why are you texting me during the show? What could it possibly be? Ah. Fuck, dude, do the edits, obviously. Don't text me about fucking... Paco edits the Fight Journal, and he's also working on the Real Ass Podcast now, so he's an overachiever. He's texting me about editing another show while he's currently producing a show. Yes, obviously. Okay.
We're gonna do plugs.
Oh yeah, plugs. Shut the fuck up, Zach. Just 1 week I'm out. 1 week. I'm
trying to keep it.
1 week I'm out. You're pulling a Tommy J. Pope.
I wish.
So Brian Six.
Jesus Christ.
Brian Six.
Yeah.
What do you got to plug?
The podcast, listen to You Fucked It, the Patreon, which is under You Paid For It, and then shows coming up. I'll be in Cleveland with Gillis at the end of June.
Hell yeah.
And then the weekend after that we're in Austin for him filming his debut album. At the Creek.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'll have to go down there,
man. It's all homeless people, and people are being shot to death
in
the streets.
Yeah. Makes you feel at home.
A block away.
A block from the Creek.
That's going to make me feel like at home. That's
wait,
nice.
The homeless people had the guns?
Dude, the homeless people. Everybody's got guns. It's Texas, dude. Yeah. They didn't start off as homeless, and they had a gun when they started off.
Why don't?
And then they became homeless, so they're a drug addict with a gun now.
Dude, this is a block from the Creek?
Yeah, a black from the Creek.
A black.
Obviously.
That's that homeless guy's Twitter handle. A black from the Creek. Actually, send that to Tommy. Like a black from the Creek, Tommy. A black from the Creek. That'll fuck with him.
Shit. All right, Shane, what do you have to plug?
You fucked it. You paid for it. And then I'll also be in Texas watching the show. I'll be there. So.
Blah, blah, dog.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Go fucking support Shaner. Maybe I'll come down. Maybe I'll do another Depraved and fucking Austin. We'll get wild, dog.
I heard. Yeah.
Who knows?
I'm pumped. I saw the pictures.
It looks
great.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude, it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Shout out to Rebecca. Shout out to the Creek and Cave. Shout out to my new comedy club that I'm going to be opening up this. Say nothing. Say nothing about
you're
anything.
The one
you just brought it up. That's cryptic. That's also cryptic. Like, there might be something cool. Don't fucking talk about it.
Bro.
I'll fucking kill you.
Chill.
Jesus Christ.
What'd you hear?
Whatever
I
walked right into that one.
Answer me this, though. Do you have any names Do you have any names rattling around that you actually might seriously use?
I have some names Puerto Rican rattling around.
I've set myself.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw you do that too. I'm like, what are you doing?
As soon as I threw it up, I was like,
dude, you know the comedy club's going to be called the Snake Pit or something like that. You know it's like that. It's going to be fucking...
Snake Pit.
Yeah.
I have some ideas. Can I tell you why I'm not going to name the names? Because if I was my fans, I would just buy the .coms immediately of every name that I name.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not buying all the .coms for the possible names.
Snake Pit, the Venom Lounge.
I was going to say Club Venom.
Yeah, Club. It's got to be some with Venom.
Name it Club Venom.
Name
or Puerto Rican Fangit. That would be fucking good.
Just name it Tommy Pope. Name it Thomas Pope.
Thomas Popes. Thomas Popes.
Tommy Popes. Pope's Place.
Pope's. Oh, go. Dude, Pope's Place.
The one that I liked that was, I can't do it. My partners on this venture are not allowing me. It was going to be called the N-Word.
Oh, dude, I almost bought a cat that was black and named it N-Word.
That's great.
Just
N-Word?
No, no, no. It would be the actual N-Word. N-Word.
Ah,
so then when they'd get it, be like, we have a big fat N-Word here. Like, there it is.
We have a stinky, lazy N-word here.
This N-word needs to be spayed. Spay this N-word here.
Oh, my God. This N-word is just shitting in a box in the corner of the room.
Classic N-word.
Classic
typical N-word. Typical N-word. Should have cut that N-word's balls off a long time. Having loud sex in the alley, that's N-word.
What do you expect? The N-word's an animal.
Yeah, what do you want?
It's a legitimate animal.
You know what they say about N-words. Classically eating tuna out of a can. This fucking N-word
but
here.
Fast as shit.
Fast as shit. Somebody better draft that N-word.
What happened to my barbecue potato chips? N-word.
N-word. You silly N-word. N-word.
Oh, my God. N-word, get out of the garbage. Get out of the garbage, N-word.
Come here. Dude, that N-word pukes on the carpet all the time. Oof. Eats too much, throws up.
You know what N-word hates? Water.
But that's how you...
Yeah.
You know can't get
how,
wet.
You know how hard it is to bathe N-word? It's so difficult.
Oh, my God, dude. Starts thrashing about.
You can't do it.
Look,
anything.
N-word, you know, a little violent. By nature.
Yeah.
A murderer,
you know
say.
What the worst part is? Some word N... Sometimes he gets his friends, and all of N-word's friends hang on, and it's just like the worst, the loudest thing ever, man.
Okay, all right. Jesus Christ.
You let your daughter sleep in the same bed.
Those are great plugs. Zach?
Just Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows. Bye, guys, at Ian Finance and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at Midnight.
I got lots of stuff coming up, but boys, go to lewisofskanks.com. If you want to check me out live, some fun stuff coming up. American Comedy Company, July 22nd and 23rd in San Diego, California. Then also the 28th through the 31st, I will be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Grab tickets for all those. They got another show coming up in Vegas. UFC Fight Pass asked me to do like a shoot thing. Like a fucking, not a shoot thing. They asked me to shoot somebody. No, they asked me to shoot a like a fucking a watch party for UFC, so I think I'm going to be in Vegas again. So I think I'm going to be doing at least one night, another show in Vegas coming up in July. So look out for information on that. Obviously, support this show.
Just plug in the Depraved.
Oh, fuck me, dude. Fuck me right in my dickhole. June 23rd, The Fucking Depraved. What am I talking about? Maybe the greatest fucking lineup for any comedy show that's ever existed. Myself as a host, Zach Amico, the great Corinne Fisher, Big J. Okerson, Shane Gillis is going to be there. Comic Mike Figgs is going to be there. Who else? There's fucking one more. It doesn't matter. It's the greatest fucking show ever.
Ian?
Shaner's going to be there. Yeah, no, dude, you're there. Fuck that, dude. You're coming out June 23rd because these fucking cocksuckers are excluding you on fucking Shane's Austin shows. You know what? Don't go to Shane's Austin shows.
No,
they're fucking Shane are right in his ass. Instead, come up to the Depraved June 23rd. Fly to fucking, what part of Jersey is that?
New Brunswick.
New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Oh, it's stressful.
Two news in the name. New Brunswick, New Jersey. That's how fucking new and fresh we are. Ryan Sanders on the show. Can you make it?
Yeah, I can.
Yes. Fuck you, dude. Six,
what?
Beat it. You're not on the show, dude. You're okay. Fucking Mr. You're Mr.
They asked me.
That's our boy.
That's our
boy. You're Mr. Big Balls. You're Mr. Big Balls down in fucking Texas. Austin,
hey.
Right, dude?
I go where he tells me to go.
Wow. Wow, dude. Divide and conquer. That's what they say. It's a tech. That's a technique that narcissists use.
Is that the technique?
I'm using narcissistic techniques. Shannon, when I'm being a narcissist, please let me know. We need a new narcissist drop.
Oh, boy. Okay.
But I want the narcissist Lex Luger's intro music.
Okay.
That's what it has to be. What was that? Do you remember what it was? what the narcissist Lex Luger came out to?
No.
Shannon, what do you have to plug? I see your fucking tits bouncing over there.
No, no, no. I was going to remind you that we have the rap presale coming up.
Oh, we have our rap presale. Podcastmerch.com. Grab the Team Rattlesnake fucking official team shirt. Sweet. There's more colors, too.
21st to the 28th.
21st to the 28th. Fucking support Team Rattlesnake. By the way, I had a great time. Great time training out in fucking Los Angeles. Getting my fucking ass kicked. It was a blast. It was a blast. Shannon, how hot did I look?
So hot.
Shannon, tell me honestly. Did you, by the way, pull up my Instagram. The guy that I was sparring with. So you loved him. Did I not sort of hold my own?
Yeah.
You held your own liver while you fucking rolled around on the floor. Oh, wait.
No, that's Bisping. That's he. Dude.
I've never seen someone so excited to get punched in the face. That was you were smiling. Was,
wait,
so
who's
hard.
The guy you're sparring with though?
This guy right here. His name is Sean Sharaf. I think his last name. Yeah, Sharaf. He's fucking. He just
you like that dude, Shannon.
He's just like he's so confident in his movements.
He's confident about that.
Yeah,
he's a fucking undefeated heavyweight, Shannon.
I love.
By the way, this is just the first round. He fucking leveled me in the second round. I mean, absolutely leveled me. In fact, you only see 2 minutes of this round because he started leveling me at the end of this round. But it was a really good experience. Oh, that hurt. That was very painful.
That hurt. Like, that's good.
He
lasted
all like I got you. You got me.
Yeah, but shout out to Sean Sharaf. Shout out to Ruka Sport, Bisping, Jason Perillo, everyone that allowed us to come out there. That was a really, really incredible experience. And I feel like I have come a lot further than people are giving me credit for. I feel like people, dude, I'll tell you right now, the people that I sparred with and I fought with this past week would fucking destroy Jason Ellis. Destroy him. So if I can, at the very least, fucking go in there and work with guys and move around with guys like that, I feel like I'm going to be able to hold my own against Jason Ellis. I really do. I think people are going to be very, very surprised. And I still have another fucking 5 months. Let's go. Shannon, do I not look more fucking jacked even?
Yep. You look really jacked.
Shannon, do I not look more jacked?
Yeah.
Say it.
You look really jacked.
Talk to me about it.
Lewis, you look so jacked.
Shannon, I do. Stop acting like you're being sarcastic, you dumb bitch.
Say what you want me to say.
Oh, my fucking God.
Really jacked you look.
I do.
You look so jacked that you're forcing a lady to say you look jacked. That's how jacked you look.
Yeah, dude, I look jacked. I look fucking jacked.
Say I look fucking jacked, you bitch.
You look jacked, dude. Not for nothing.
Fuck.
Shannon's pretty fucking jacked.
Yeah, fucking 100 days sober in 2 days.
100 days sober?
Yeah.
Gay.
Yeah, no, dude.
Gay.
You're not wrong. You are not wrong.
What was the last incident that made you want to go sober?
I had to go to the hospital. I was going through what I thought was a late day hangover, and then I started hallucinating, and I couldn't.
Turns out I had a dildo.
Yeah,
stuck
turns out
in my ass.
I was just super gay. I was super gay. I got to the hospital like, you're too gay.
The doctor was hitting the bell.
Yeah, they diagnosed me with terminal gay, and they're like, "Do you want to be gay?" I'm like, "Nah." No. They're like, "Stop being."
Stop it. So what happened? Sorry.
I went there and. They identified that I was going through withdrawal and I had a heart rate of over 195. And they're like, you're about to seize. And the fact that you're not is.
That's a fucking, like, seize the hospital? Yeah, like, take over?
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
It was an insurrection, dude.
Like, let's go.
I was fucking.
My hospital now, mother. Like, the Ultimate Warrior, right? Yeah, dude.
You should have seen me running down the hall.
That's how you came into the hospital to Ultimate Warrior music.
I just snorted in the lady's face.
Put on the Ultimate Warrior music while he tells a story.
Couches like on the Arsenio Hall show.
I'm just lifting it up.
You're lifting up beds.
I've never had enough of you N-words. Fuck.
That's a real Ultimate Warrior quote, by the way.
Exactly what it was.
That's pretty close.
Warrior's got a spoon up his nose like, you know how many black people it takes for me to get angry? One. Just losing it.
All right, so you run into the hospital.
I ran into the hospital. Then they found out, I had a heart rate that was 195. I laid down. They pumped me full of a benzo, and then... they basically told me after I got flushed out with electrolytes and magnesium for like 5 hours straight, they were like, if you had tried to wait this out, because your heart rate was so high, you would have definitely had a stroke. And then a
stroke of luck.
Yeah, stroke of luck.
Like you would have found something, like maybe somebody's wallet.
Four-leaf clovers raining on me.
Wow. Dude. Mm-hmm.
And then I would have had cardiac arrest. I would have been arrested.
You would have been arrested.
Arrested
dude.
By
but
my
you,
own
But you
heart.
Were all pumped up, so they wouldn't have
been able to do it. They
wouldn't have
been. I would have been.
Let's go.
I would have been resisting arrest like an N-word, dude. I would have been fucking
Resist
losing it.
Cardiac arrest. I love it, dude.
So then, yeah, they told me I had two options.
Black people can't have heart attacks because they resist cardiac arrest. Ah, shit. God, sorry.
Holy shit. Yeah. So then he basically told me that I had two options. I could either stop what I'm doing or greatly, greatly, greatly reduce what I'm doing. So then they released me from the. He's like, I can give you information on support group. That's the funny thing with like drinking. They don't tell you. They're just like, hey, don't do that. There's nothing other than joining AA. Or
but your body
fucking...
can recover, right? Like
yeah,
your,
I mean,
your liver regenerates.
So the shitty part was like when you stop drinking like that, the next couple of weeks are complete
you're just coming.
Shit.
You're just coming yeah, dude. Everywhere,
dude.
Because right? you got to replace it. So I would just be fucking, dude.
You wake up with like massive hugers all the fucking
I know,
time.
Dude. Your dick's
you
fucking
cannot...
fat,
dude. I'm flushing the toilet with my. I'm peeing. Do you know how hard it is to pee with a fucking boner? You're pushing back.
I
and
know,
then...
dude. I
flush
know.
In the toilet.
And then, look, you want it. You want to pop open a beer on it, and you can't.
You can't do anything.
You can't.
Can't do it. Dude, you put a shot glass on your dick, bend it all the way down, pop it back up. That's a morning ritual for me.
Of course.
But that is all gone now. Right. And the worst thing is, you ever try to fuck like someone who's also newly sober? It's the most annoying thing. Ugh,
I've world. Never fucked a sober girl once ever.
That makes sense.
Not once. I only go deep blackout drunk. Can't remember it. The less you can remember, the better. That's what I say.
Let's see. Makes sense for you.
Shannon. Shannon, pull that as a clip. We're going to use that as a drop.
Either way. Yeah, it's just, it's been annoying. I'll say that about sobriety. I can't advocate for it. It's been annoying.
Sober.
Sober, sober.
So, like, not like fucking California sober, like you're smoking joints and doing
No, I don't do any drugs.
You're not a smoker. You never were.
Never was.
It's fucking alky.
Just
that's so garbage. If you were just enough, like, you're like, no, I was like, nope, dude.
Nope.
I just need to fucking pour
dude,
liquor into my gullet.
Dump it into my head.
It's not about like, that's wild. Like, just smoke weed. Why are you against smoking weed?
I'm not against
Have
it.
Have you smoked weed?
Tons of times. It's just like,
You look like you should be smoking like a long pipe with weed in it.
That would be, what, a Sherlock pipe? Yeah,
you're telling me to walk around with a bong?
No, dude, that's what I do.
But with tobacco in it?
Just
a
one of those.
4 foot bong.
Dude, I'm sober, dickhead. Part of my process.
I'm going to walk around with those balloon vaporizers. I'm like, this is a fucking Turkish blend.
When's the last time you smoked weed?
Oh, fuck. Probably like 4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
And you just didn't like it.
I just did. Like, everybody was like, you got to have these strains or these, like, fucking.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was going to say. That was my next word. You're
and
taking
sounds,
the words out of my
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, it sounds so gay. When someone's like, you got to get the right strain on you. I'm like, fuck you. You sound like a
No, you don't got to get the right strain. You got to get some banging ass fucking fat weed. You got to smoke with the boy.
Yeah, is that what it is? The
you
fat
smoke
weed?
With the right person, man. That's a problem.
I'd love to see you smoke with Lois.
Oh, that would.
Please, will you smoke with me? Can we smoke right now?
We'll do it in New Brunswick.
I would lose my fucking mind.
Let's do it now on the show.
I forgot there was. The second show at Punchline the last time I smoked with Lewis. I walked out. I forgot there was
terrible.
A second show. I went like 20 minutes long.
I say roll a joint right now. We're going to get Shannon baked on the real
That's
fucking
the dumbest fucking thing in the world.
Greatest thing ever. Dude. Blame Shannon because she's a fucking weed head.
Yeah. Would you like a mason jar full of heroin slug?
Yeah, please. I'll do
Awesome. Does this count as ruining a sobriety? I don't think so.
I don't, there's nothing that, even when I did smoke, like, there's nothing, it never really, like, ruined anything. Like, when I would drink, I would feel, like, confident and stupid and then just do stupid shit. But, like, my tolerance was so high that I was, like, a high-functioning enough alcoholic where I could get through work or get through, like, the day. But then later in the night, like, one drink would turn. That's the problem.
Get through work. You were drunk as a door guy.
Yeah.
Anyone could get through that.
Shannon, you look like you're
literally a door guy hammered. You're like, I could get through
Dude,
work.
I got fired. I got drinking. Fired from the job for being
yes,
too drunk. For being
I remember
too drunk.
That.
Too
day.
Drunk. So in my fucking defense, I was outside and it was negative 16 degrees out.
Yeah.
So I drank a whole bottle of Old Granddad. Fucking shame on me. Fuck you.
You're like, listen, it's cold as shit
It's
out.
Cold as fuck. And the reason I was drinking, it wasn't so like, oh, I need to get fucking drunk. It was so I could be so numb to the cold. It wasn't like I was. It wasn't like I was.
That's what that Linkin Park song is about, by the way.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, dude. About being fucking a doorman, being cold.
Please don't compare me to Linkin
Park. That's what all Linkin Park songs are about.
What?
Shaner's life.
You should clarify if you mean doorman at a comedy club or doorman at like a fancy hotel.
I was a doorman at a high-end cocktail lounge.
Oh, I was imagining you outside of
No.
It was actually, it's pretty nice. Well, that's a shithole, but I mean.
No, I imagine like the castle in England, like you were wearing that.
Oh, yeah, I had the big hat.
Yeah, you did dress like.
You weren't supposed to talk. You're like.
Yeah. Just stand there, all fucking drinking. Hammered. And they're like, "Have you been drinking?" I was like, "Of course I've been drinking.
I've been drinking, mate." But you're not supposed to talk. You're fired.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's nice that even though they fired you, they let you keep the mustache.
They fired me. They also rehired me for more money a year later. Because every time I get, I've said this about every job. I've been fired from every job.
You don't say.
Every job I've ever had, I've been fired from. And it's because.
You're not going to be fired from The Depraved on June 23rd at fucking Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Give it time, Lewis.
New
give it time. Give it time. I will fuck that up, dude. It's like every job. I don't always fuck up, but when I do, it is like.
It's hardcore.
It's Mount Vesuvius. Yeah. I fuck shit up pretty hard. And then
like you should be working at a Renaissance fair.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we've said
or
that.
Like a colonial reenactment. Like,
but like I wanted to do that too, and then be like the guy greeting people and just like
at a Renaissance fair,
and just drinking like out of like a giant leather flask, shaped like
but
a
like,
fucking
just
horn.
Like someone's coming like,
yeah, like a gay Skeletor.
Here comes the painted man.
Shannon's the first one to go to HR at a Renaissance fair.
Oh, he's with the bride of Genghis. It's like, you can't say that. You can't say. Weird. Thank you.
Hey, real quick, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Fume. That is pronounced Fume, but it's spelled F-U-M. Fume is a natural inhaler that makes it easier to get the benefits of super plants on the go. A lot of people use these for quitting smoking. That's really what all my friends are using them for. But you should know Fume is a Canadian-made wooden inhaler with no electronics and cores only filled with the benefits of super plants. There are no chemicals added at all. Fits right in your pocket. It's portable. It's great for allergy relief, relaxation, and a great nicotine replacement. All you got to do is you grab your favorite core, you slide it right into your Fume, and you breathe in the benefits of Mother Nature. If you're trying to quit smoking, a lot of people, it's just a hand-to-mouth sort of fixation. You want to inhale something. They have lots of different flavors, and all of the cores have different benefits. If the top seller is the Conquer core, that's black pepper, peppermint, and eucalyptus, and that's for kicking nicotine. But they have tons of other ones. They have Reassurance, Bubbly Lime, Shield, lots of incredible things. Try this out. I think you're going to really, really like it. A few people here at Gas Digital are swearing by it. This is the reason that Harrington is no longer vaping or smoking. He's just using this. My chick as well, she stopped vaping. She started using Fume as well. So go to breathefume.com, B-R-E-A-T-H-E, Fume, F-U-M.com, and use the promo code REAL. You're going to save 10% off your entire order. Once again, that's breathefume.com. Use that promo code REAL. Okay, where were we? Also, I got to say, we just celebrated a fucking Real Ass birthday here on the Real Ass podcast.
Hey.
I wasn't here last week, so unfortunately, we couldn't do it. So I want to say happy birthday to Dylan. It was Dylan's birthday last week.
Hey.
And
what did he turn? 13? You know,
Also, what are you cloning him?
We got him a pack of We got him a pack of colored rubber bands for his braces.
He just ate them.
How old is that in Wigger years?
Dude, wouldn't it be great if Wiggers only had a life expectancy of 26?
They're like mayflies. They gotta get out.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, in Philly, yeah, they make it to like 27, 28.
Yeah, man.
19, he's geriatric.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They crossbreed with Juggalos, and they make this weird new fucking breed.
Yeah, those are the best, though.
But I wanted to wish...
Oh, I see that, dude. You're a psychopath.
Happy... Hold on, what is going on here? Thanks for the joint, Dylan.
Oh, you're fucked, Shane.
Thank you. Here, I guess give it to me. It's fine. Shannon, I personally thought about getting you something, me personally, so I got you some raw chia pudding.
Oh, this all comes together now, because Paco has been asking me all morning where I order my chia pudding from.
What? No, I got this for you. I don't know what Paco. Paco's a Hawaiian homosexual who likes chia pudding. So that's what's going on here, okay? So Shannon, I got you this chia pudding and a candle that's already been lit for somebody else at one point. And here. Happy birthday. Shannon, get the fuck in here. Happy birthday. Guys, I was killing time for Shannon. Oh. Do you know how happy, like, I go, happy, and that gets, everyone gets on tune in that moment.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Boom shakalaka.
Happy birthday, dear Shannon.
He's on fire.
Happy birthday to you.
That's what's up, nigga.
How old are your tits now?
Come here. Here, Shannon. Come here.
Wow. Shannon, I hope you enjoyed your date rape birthday. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah, that's Lewis's exit for everything. Like, hey, baby, I know we did it. Here's your chia pudding. Now get the fuck out. Now get out of my house.
It's like when Tony Soprano gives him the horseshoe.
Damn, I just turned Shannon the fuck on for her birthday. Shannon, how turned on are you? Put the sexy music on. Talk about that moment right now, just like me breathing on you.
Dude, you turn,
this is a hell of
you're trying to get wrist control, I think.
So turned on by that.
Right? A gift, and then I fucking. How close you were to me?
Mm-hmm.
How nice my body's been looking lately?
Mm-hmm. All of that.
Dude, you turned her panties into chia pudding. I'll tell you that much, dude. That's a pudding in there, dude.
Shannon's in there making great
all your boys.
Calling Shannon's wet bush chia pudding is the best.
I accidentally chia pudding her.
Get a ladle, baby. Get it out.
Soup's on.
That's
when you come.
That soup's on.
I came inside you.
Sorry.
Shannon, how old are you now?
39.
No way.
What?
Yeah. Damn, you're old.
How old was that stripper that was in here?
That had you up to the tombstone.
Huh?
He was 38.
Really?
Yeah.
He looked retarded.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he looked, I mean, in a way, in a like, just way. Stupid.
Do they employ the Downs at strip clubs?
I mean, if he's jacked, yeah, Jack Downs. Get some dollars.
Dude, Jack Downs is a great name.
Yeah, that is. The secret agent, Jack Downs.
Dude, you ready to go?
Yeah. You ready, ladies?
You ready, ladies?
Shannon, what'd you do with your friends for your birthday? You were out on Monday. You were. Shannon, you'd rather be with that man than me, you fucking bitch.
I didn't say that, but I appreciated
it. Wait, can we see the picture where he has you up for the tombstone?
I gotta think of where to find it. Hold on.
He's too big, dude. His head's
too
big. That's,
yeah, that was a weird.
It's bizarre.
He's got a pass.
You need just like a jacked dude. You don't need a fucking massive beast like that.
He honestly looked like one of the lycanthropes from the Underworld movies, dude.
Yeah.
He had a huge lycanthrope head.
A very specific reference.
I'm sorry, but people know what I'm talking about. People know what I'm talking about.
I get it. Are we going to smoke this joint?
Yeah, get Shane or high.
Let's get Shane or high. I'm not supposed to smoke weed in the studio. I get in trouble for this monthly with Ralph, but to get Shane or high for the first time, we haven't done this in it. We did this with Dalton last time, right?
People are coming to fix the studio at 3 o'clock.
To do what with it?
There's something with the leak, so I don't know if you want it to smell like pollen.
No, we're fine.
All right. I tried. It's your business.
Hey.
Wait, weren't they? Are you allowed to smoke in this building?
Yeah, man.
Fucking Christ, I was trying to get out of it. I was trying to bring up fire code. I'm like, are you allowed to do this?
You're like, I don't even think this is up to code.
Fuck you, man.
This is going to be fucking great. Shannon hasn't smoked in 4 years. Some banging ass weed. It's a solid strain.
Solid strain? Cool. I'm going to be straining later when I'm shitting in Technicolor here.
Oh, yeah, we got to go do Columns podcast.
Yeah,
do it later.
This is
a nice little gap in between this and Columns.
Speaking of which, nice little gap, something Shannon. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Lou's rewarded himself for knowing where a joke goes.
Yep.
A bad screenshot, but this is when he flipped me upside down.
Shannon, you fucking whore.
I asked him not to.
You make me sick.
Whoa,
you let that man do that to you?
Yeah, who's that?
Who?
Is that Foley and Kevin?
No, that's Big J and Josh Adam. Oh,
that's hilarious.
Oh my God.
Doesn't that look like Foley and Kevin?
It does look like Foley and Kevin from here.
That's a terrible insult, dude.
That's horrible.
That's bad.
Me and Jay were just talking about Foley. Like
for both Big J and for here.
Also, I made that a shirt. I should have worn it today. The picture of Kevin and Foley. I'm wearing a chain saving.
So funny.
Dude, that is the worst.
I love that.
It's the worst angle in the history of
photography. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I had to make it into a t-shirt.
All right, real quick, we must thank one of our brand new sponsors. I shouldn't say brand new sponsors because we know
they've been with us forever.
We know Yo Kratom. Yo Kratom's been with us forever, but they launched a new brand called Yo Delta. So they've been sponsoring us forever. You guys know Yo Kratom, but they now have their own Delta 8 THC brand. Delta 8 THC is legal almost everywhere. They can ship right to your door. It gets you super fucking high. Get you stoned. They got vapes. They got gummies. They got everything. And we love Yo Kratom. They're sponsoring us. They're sponsoring Skankfest November 5th or 7th. But now they've brought on Yo Delta onto the network and to a lot of shows. So we're so happy. We're very, very happy to have them as a sponsor. So please support them directly. If you guys are using Delta 8 THC or if you haven't tried it and you guys want to get stoned, it's way cheaper than regular weed and it gets you just as high. All you got to do is go to yodelta.com, yodelta.com, and use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off their already inexpensive prices. Once again, yodelta.com, use that promo code GAS, save 25%. Okay, where were we? So this weekend also, so everyone knows that my son's mother crashed my car.
I saw it.
So I had to make a choice. I was like, all right, could I get my Audi fixed or could I buy a new car?
You bought that Beamer?
Yeah, dude.
Holy Christ.
$180,000.
What?
And it was the choice between a new app for Gas Digital or this Beamer. Everyone's complaining it no app.
Honestly, Philly move there.
That's
Philly dude, alpha move.
Everyone's
there.
Saying it's an M8. It's fucking beautiful, dude. Fully loaded. That's
he
a kid.
The car, came with
a kid came with it.
It came with a sex slave child.
Yeah, dude. So $180,000. I bought it cash, flat out. I walked in, dude.
How much more are you going to brag?
It's what I do.
Jesus Christ.
And I know a lot of people are going like, dude, why would you buy that car when we needed an app? There's technical issues with Gas Digital. I had a moment, dude. You have a moment where you're looking at an app for the fans or you're looking at a BMW convertible.
That is classic shitty dads. Like, I could have done this, but I was looking right at it. You got it. Come on, man.
Yeah, dude. So that was it. No app for probably about 2 years now, guys. Ralph was very upset.
You set this place back 2 years.
I set this place back 2 years. I had to fucking... I had to go buy it, dude. What am I going to do? So, yeah, dude. So I'm still with the life that I'm living. I'm just buying fucking shit like that, dude. Man, wow.
That's great, though. I love it.
Yeah, that's my life now. Any purchase in your lives lately, guys?
Purchase?
By the way, this is a little I know about cars. I'm like, yeah, dude, I got a fucking BMW.
That t-shirt.
Convertible.
That's a huge purchase for me.
I bought a car.
Fucking Shayna's car.
Oh, shit. What type
you guys can race together.
I bought a 1986 Pontiac Firebird.
you look like you drive a 1986 Pontiac
Firebird. Dude, the guy, when I went to go get it, was blowing me so hard. He's like, dude, this car was made for you. Holy shit. Holy shit. And then we get in, he's driving around. He's like, yo, man, I gotta be honest with you. I don't know what your pussy situation is, but whatever it is, it's going up. He's like, it's going through the roof.
Hell yeah, dude.
There's a lot that needs to be done to the car. But I was blinded, dude. You see a car like that, you're like, fuck. Yeah, you're like, dude, I need this fucking car. Yeah. This guy guaranteed
me. There you go, Shane. I just sent a text to you.
This guy guaranteed me that I will be cool and it will get me pussy, and that's all you need to tell
girls
me.
Girls really are just whores. I was driving around in that car. I had children in my car. I had children. And I had the top down yesterday. I drove every fucking girl that I drove past, I look at and they look at me and they go, they start playing with their tits and start licking their fingers.
Really?
In front of the kids.
Wow.
Basically.
Basically.
That's basically what happened.
Dude, you're like fucking Quentin Tarantino from Dusk Till Dawn. You just see what you want to see. It's like, will you eat my pussy, Lewis? It's like, I could. I could do that. They're like, where's the pool? And you're like, I can eat it.
Girls do like a nice car. They look at you. They look into it every time. There it is. Shanner, hell yeah.
Here I go again.
I was blasting it.
You look like you carry a gun like in your sock, but then when you pull it out, it's just a little flask that you unscrew your drink from. That is Shayna's personality.
A gun flask
in his sock, dude.
Dude, I would
that
say...
That is 100% you. Can we please find him that? Does that exist? It has
a
to.
A gun flask?
Wait,
hell
gun
yeah,
flask for your sock.
He used to carry around a mini butcher knife. Yeah. It was like this big. It was fucking hysterical.
Yeah. Mini butcher. I always had a knife on me all the time.
It was like a cheese cutting, you know what I mean? Like a decorative one.
Yes, dude. Can we get this for Shayna?
What is that?
I guess fill it with weed now.
Mm. Whoa, did that have a holster? They have holsters? That's
dude, they have
fucking...
holsters and everything. Dude. That is the fucking best.
You can just spin it on your pinky. You come out like Doc Holliday. Dude.
I have yet to defile myself, Wyatt.
Some people in the Races Live chat. Whoa, hello.
Sorry, that was me by accident.
Some people in the Races Live chat are saying that I'm lying about buying this car. Why would I lie about this? What type of loser would lie about buying a fucking car? Fucking faggot ass loser. I own a $180,000 car.
You had an Audi before that.
No, yeah. I also have the Audi still. You'll see my picture of my Audi with my new tints tomorrow, and I'm going to probably put the BMW away for a while. Who knows?
What are you doing?
I know you're putting the profits of this place away. Seriously, for a while. Yeah. You got both of them? You're not trading the fucking Audi.
I need two large cars.
You ruined this place.
He needs a beater
with your car. My
Audi is my hoopty.
That's insane. Man,
that's my hoopty now, and now my Beamer is my fucking impressive.
Can I borrow $5,000 to get my car fixed, please?
Dude,
you're just throwing it away.
Take it.
Can you
borrow my dick? Dude. I don't lend, dude. I give. You know what, dude?
Jesus Christ.
Fuck it. We were supposed to outfit the next door offices with ventilation. It was going to cost about $6,000, but we're not doing that now. We're not doing it. Ryan Shanner.
Gonna get my car fixed.
The lights don't go down.
They don't go down. They're actually the left headlight is actually screwed into the bumper.
He welded a different car. It's light seriously on that. That one just welded on. It's great.
But I was overwhelmed by when I lifted the hood and looked down. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is beautiful. And it was completely rusted. It looked like shit.
Yeah, and you know nothing about cars.
I don't know anything about it. Great. I seriously was like, this is good.
I know nothing.
I don't know shit.
I know nothing.
Yeah. We have a body that's huge car guys.
So I'm like,
that's the only consolation I get. It's like my friends are good with the fucking cars.
I don't know what V8 versus V6 versus V4 means.
Well, they're bigger numbers, so
I do know that.
You got that going.
You want the biggest one.
You want the biggest one.
Boom. Hell yeah. Shannon, what other news is going on right now? We haven't even touched on the news yet, and this is a new show. Are you stoned, Shanner?
Yeah.
Here, dude, take more. This is great. Why are you worried?
What, that mom and dad are going to come home?
Yeah, I'm waiting for my mom to come in like, you fucking son of a bitch.
Yeah, right. She'll just start smoking it.
She's going to start sucking everyone's dicks.
Well, it would get weird if your dad showed up. Yeah. Then it gets weird.
He's back from the dead. He's like, finally.
Died a year
ago.
Dude,
my dad will come down the chimney like, here I am.
The only time he chooses to haunt you. The only time your dad actually shows up to haunt you is when they're just drunk.
Dude, if you just start smoking pot, he'll be like, finally, my son's into this shit.
Also, a little, you know.
Where's the fucking white powder here, buddy?
Where's the ghost powder?
So
I'm good on that.
Let's see. All right. Let's see. What happened with the skywriting thing with Joe Rogan? What is this story?
So a guy was proposing to his wife.
Right.
And then I'm trying to get the whole thing. And so he said, I love you more than anything until death do us part, and then
you dumb bitch.
Yes.
Trying to make the picture bigger, and then
and now you're gonna die.
Afterwards, it said this: Joe Rogan is literally 5'3", and literally is spelled wrong.
But what is that on the same thing?
Yeah, this was
that. That's still sick. That's awesome.
Crazy. Oh, so he had extra space in whatever he purchased.
Yeah, he added this to the after he asked her to marry him.
That's fucking hilarious.
That'd be crazy if he just put like Jews. Am I right in the sky?
Yeah.
Joe but he spelled Rogan's right, like right.
Literally 5'3", and they spelled it wrong. That would drive me out of my mind. So it's a great troll, but it's like,
do you when you're the guy piloting that, when you're on like the A, and you're like, fuck,
yeah, you can't
go back. It.
I mean, is it made by actually? I have no idea how they make skywriting.
Well, you can see that it was like the dashes. So like basically, he flies by and kind of like old school printing.
And that was tight. Like that was good.
Oh, so they go the same way.
Yeah, and then they fly back again. They fly back again. I'm actually making that up. I don't know.
That has to be.
Yeah, I don't know. That's no way.
Because they can't manipulate an airplane.
I'm just like, man.
I thought literally the airplane went like this. Jay?
No. Yeah. Like, that's how they used to do it. That's old school stuff. They don't do that anymore. They're out of that.
You're like, in my experience.
When I skywrite, it's usually.
When I was putting the N-word up over North Philly.
It was N-word.
It was a new business. I get it. The name was not great.
Yeah. I was the guy who did the skywriting during the MOVE bombing. That's what I did. It literally said, get out, and then they dropped it.
But instead of writing, it's just dropping a backpack.
How would any woman, I'm going to look at this in a second.
Oh,
but
I was right.
You were right.
Holy shit.
How would any woman marry a guy from the Fighter and the Kid subreddit? I don't understand. How is it even possible?
That's how they got together.
Like she, no, in the proposal, wouldn't you? If you're that chick, wouldn't you be like, you're like really? In my proposal, you're fucking trolling Joe Rogan.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of hilarious, though.
No, it's the fucking funniest thing ever. I'm just saying there's no way a chick gets The chicks just aren't that funny.
No woman has ever been that funny.
No woman's ever been that funny. Yeah. There's no way she's going to be like, oh, that's fucking hilarious. She's like, really? Really, Frank? You had to troll Joe Rogan in my fucking wedding proposal?
Man. I hope that's what leads to their demise. I hope that's what leads to their, like, that's the kickoff of, like, an A&E. He murdered her 3 months later. She's literally 3 feet tall.
Fucking, yeah, well, good for that guy. Straight up solid. Went viral, obviously.
Clearly.
Love it. What else? Kevin Hart denounces cancel culture. What does he say about cancel culture? Oh, everyone's against cancel. Oh, now everyone's joining the fucking Luis J. Gomez fucking bandwagon. Yeah. Here we go. Obama, Kevin Hart. Who else? There was another one, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say about it? What do you say, Shannon? Yeah. Good job, Shannon.
Oh, no.
She's just fucking... No, she's just... that's not the way it works, by the way. It's not like whoever's story it is gets to grab the microphone and go, hey, this is my story.
No, that's exactly what it is. Because he did the research on his stories. I did the research on mine. So I handed the mic to him as soon as you mentioned
this
topic.
How about you guys do the research on both the stories?
Wow. Then I may as well not have a second chair. I'll just do it all myself.
Wow.
Whoa.
Holy, is there an awkward button on that thing?
You got fucking right, great. Right.
Shannon needs a second chair because the first one's full of chia pudding.
What is the story, Paco?
So basically, Kevin Hart speaks out against it, and he's saying, like, why is the expectation for everyone to be perfect? It's supposed to be about growth.
He's 5'2".
Yeah.
Come on, Kevin. You can't fucking say anything about growth.
Wait, it's about growth?
When you're that short. Can we get a skywriter to write Kevin Hart is literally 5'2"? And he is actually literally 5'2".
Oh, yeah.
How tall is Kevin Hart?
He's short as shit.
He's tiny.
He's shorter than me, and I'm
Lil Kev, dude.
Lil Kev. How short are you, Shanner?
5'6".
5'6".
5'6".
We talked about, dude. We've told you. You're under the cutoff.
I'm under the cutoff?
You're under the cutoff.
What does that mean?
For hot dudes.
Oh, yeah. Is that what? Wait.
Because you're a handsome guy.
Oh. I didn't know what you were talking about. I can't fuck handsome dudes now?
I'll show you, motherfucker.
I'll show all of you in here right now.
Is that scar tissue over your eyebrow, or do you shave your eyebrow that way? Your scar tissue's hot. Like, look at his hot eyebrow. Doesn't Shanner have a hot eyebrow? I want to fuck. Like, it looks like that should be fucking Machine Gun Kelly's eyebrow.
Oh, now you.
It looked like it was made.
Now I want to cut my own head off.
Look at that fucking eyebrow. Right. Doesn't that look like it's purposefully made that way? Like, dude, look at me. I got a fucking hot ass eyebrow. That is your scar tissue. You're a hot guy. You need another 3 inches at least.
You know, I've been saying it for years, man. I'm glad someone else is speaking up.
How have they not made a surgery to make men taller?
They've tried it before.
Have they?
They have.
They have for midgets, too. Like, they have something for you.
Is that the one where they cut the bone? Like,
yeah.
They add more femur and shit?
Yeah.
They stretch them on skateboards.
Dude, how crazy would it be if there was just a doctor like, you know, I can make you taller, midget, and they just cut off his
sector
head.
Nine underneath.
He tries doing it.
Surgery
that would be fucking...
taller, also known as limb lengthening surgery, involves surgical approaches to stimulate bone growth in the legs. This approach often involves several surgeries to lengthen not only the legs, but also the...
Yeah, but apparently you can't do, like, once you have all that surgery, you're not, like, it's clearly cosmetic. Like, you can't, like, you won't be able to, like, even jog or run.
Can we see, we need a video on YouTube of how, and the difference... Because you are fucking hot,
but
dude.
No. What I'm going to say about midgets, though. This is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, please.
When you
your fucking mouth.
Listen,
on the Real Ass Podcast.
When you do that surgery, you still have that weird midgety head.
You're not a midget, dude. You're a hot dude.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about doing the surgery.
Yeah, you can't have midge head.
You can't have midge head. You can't have, like...
Midge head.
You're better to be a midget instead of a freak. Yeah.
Midge Hedberg?
Yeah, it looks like that guy in Beetlejuice, like the shrunken
head. Yeah, you don't need that.
No. You cannot be a fucking midget with long limbs. That's psychotic. That's worse than being a midget. That is leaps and bounds worse than being a midget.
Yeah.
Okay, just be a midget. You could also probably be the hottest midget out there, right? I would work at being just a hot midget, which exists. We've talked about it on the show.
Can you imagine how easy it would be to get booked in comedy if you're a little person, and how much insane pussy you could get
if
from just being
a hot little person?
If you're a talented little person.
Oh, dude.
Vern
Troyer just ate so much puss, dude.
Is Brad Williams married?
I don't know. I think he might have an Asian chick. Oh. Or she's an MMA fighter. That's
good because they yell like them during sex.
But just think about how many girls at the end of the... If you're a talented little person, at the end of a show, how many girls be like, all right, I got to try it.
Do you know, even with that fucking reality show, Little People, Big World, those guys were like fucking crushing ass offset.
Yeah, of course. Dude.
And
of
it's
course.
Like... Then again, it's like I would fuck just a hot midget just for fun. So it's
I'm a giant troll. I'm a gigantic fucking Shrek beast, and I've gotten a bunch of hot pussy. There are hotter midgets
Any
than
midges?
Me for sure.
You ever fuck
yeah,
a midge?
You ever fuck a midge?
No, but I did fuck a girl whose legs were so unusable that she was basically midget sized.
So there she was, her lame legs.
Yeah. Was this a newborn horse you fucked, you crazy person?
She was like,
it was trying to stand. What the fuck?
Or it's just struggling. Lewis is chasing it down.
Lewis is like
a baby deer.
That's how Lewis gets bossed. He's like, I went bankrupt because I bought these two cars and I fucked this baby horse. I have no idea.
Hey, you come to this field often?
Lewis wearing a little cowboy hat, like, here we go.
Run across the African plains.
Can we see the limb lengthening surgery? A documentary, perhaps. I'll sit here and watch a whole doc.
Okay, so I found a video of how it's done, but it's not actually it happening. Like, they're just explaining
I don't need the
it.
Surgery. I need the before and after. I need to see this little fucking short dude.
Yeah, there's got to be.
And I need to see him when he's slightly
wait,
less short.
Wait, that's not a
that's
midge.
Not even them.
Oh, no, that, yeah.
That's two different people.
That is two different fucking
I'm not
people.
Stupid, Shannon.
Look at that guy on the... Here we go. Now we're talking.
Oh.
That's... I don't...
That's weird. No...
No, you can kind of... All right.
I mean,
the
that's
fuck
taller. Yeah, dude. Shader. Whoa. Dude. Shader, hell yeah.
What did he go... What's that one? How?
Shader, you shouldn't have bought a Pontiac Firebird. You should have bought a fucking...
Yeah, I should have gotten crazy.
I feel like there was something wrong with this guy's legs, though.
Fuck me, guys. I'm so
look at the first
stupid.
Picture. How like?
Did the Kansas City Royals
see,
sponsor
the,
this experiment or
look
something?
Look at the gap between his legs. Like, he's like bow-legged or something.
Yeah, and then they straighten him
and
out.
And that's his
him.
Name, too.
Yeah. Shane, dude, you...
That was really funny.
So here's what I'm going to tell you.
Shanner.
I'm just going to...
This is not a bad idea. We can get a GoFundMe.
I don't want
Lewis pay to stretch you.
I don't. First off,
the fuck
just pay
the
for my car, Lewis.
No, dude.
Just
make
buy
like
the
seven,
updates
eight,
on my
fucking
fucking
make
car.
Make them like 7'8".
That car.
Dude, have my fingers stretched out too, so I'm like fucking Slender Man. That would be fucking sick. Yo, make me Slendy, dude. That's what I fucking need.
You're coming in like him.
I'm like fucking. Hey!
Look like Manute Ball swimming.
Oh, you just come through doorways like Mr.
Yeah.
X and Resident Evil.
Dude, that's how I can, dude. Be sick. I'll definitely no, man. I'll just the best backhanded compliment I ever got was actually to me and Chris O'Connor at the same time by another comic. They're just like, man, you guys, if you were just a little bit taller, you wouldn't have to be funny.
Ooh,
wow.
If you were just a little bit taller,
well, like 5'6".
Yeah, we're basically the same size.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, thanks that we're funny, but you're just saying we're dumb dwarves. That
yeah, but you're hot. O'Connor's not.
Oh, come on. He's a good-looking fucking dude. He's like...
Pull up Chris O'Connor.
He does all right.
I mean, it's not even about doing all right. He's got like a...
Didn't he make it... The Skank Skanks did a fucking... The male comedian...
Who won
that? He made it far, dude. Who made it? Dan Soder, I think, won.
Soder?
Soder's ugly.
Soder looks like the tall midget.
Soder looks like a gigantic midget. Well, that's because he actually looks like Little Nick.
Yeah, he looks like Nick Nowicki.
Nick Nowicki. They have the same face. Dan Soder.
Oh,
Nick
yeah, yeah.
They really do. He looks like stretched out. I wanted to do a sketch one time with Dan Soder and Nick Nowicki, and Dan was going to... I was going to perform a magic trick, and I was going to shrink him into Nick Nowicki, and neither of them wanted to do this. I think Soder wanted to, but Nick was very offended.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, he tried to run away, but I picked him up, and his legs just kicked. Fucking great.
Hey, put him down. He's mine, man.
Oh.
That's a great good looking picture. Guy.
Yeah, I guess.
That's not a bad looking guy.
He's okay. He's got thin lips. Look at your lips, dude. You got fucking great lips.
I don't think I have great lips.
You have great lips, dude. You need to fucking
Why
have a little
are you
more
looking?
Confidence.
You
need to have a little more confidence in yourself. You have that hot eyebrow, those nice lips. You probably shave that mustache, dude. Show that face off.
Nah, man. I think I look better with it. I think I look better with him. I've been told I look good.
Dude, I get him high. I get Shanner high and I fuck him.
I think is happening. I'm pretty fucking stoned. And you're just like, you got beautiful lips, man.
Just waiting for that roofie to kick in. You just smoked.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm waiting, dude. dude. I wake up and just like he gives me the chia pudding and yeah. I have to go.
Soder is ugly. Somebody in the live chat just said Soder's not ugly. Soder is ugly.
No, he's not.
Not only is he not handsome, he's ugly.
Is that him?
No, that's Novick.
That's oh. Novick. He's better looking than Dan Soder. I'll say it right now. Dan, here's what Dan has done. Dude. Dan is one of the funniest people on earth, and he's one of the sweetest, kindest people on earth. And all of these factors have morphed people's vision of him into being handsome when he's ugly.
All right.
I'll say it right to his face.
I mean,
call Dan. I'm going to call him right now. Tell him he's ugly.
All right.
Shane, I wouldn't talk about yourself. You're one warm glass of eggnog away from it fucking anything you want, buddy.
He loves nog.
I can't wait to put that in the flask. Like, hey, babe, you want some warm eggnog?
Warm eggnog?
Nog?
It's been on my thigh all night.
Nog? No, I'm off the wagon. But get in there.
I'm off the noggin.
I'm off the noggin. Where are my noggers at? Come on, dude. Where are you? I need the nogs.
Let's see. Emo C dump, emo cum dump in the chat says Soder's hot as fuck.
I'd be sick if Soder answered as Macho Man.
Dude, that'd be sick.
Oh, hey, yo, I'm sleeping.
that wasn't even an impression. This is Dan waking up.
Ew. God damn it, Dan.
Yeah.
He felt it? You felt the energy?
Yeah,
in the air
he definitely did. You were just going to call someone to tell them they're ugly. You fucking dick. Like, hey, what's going on? Yeah, dick.
I was literally going to just say you're ugly and
hang
up.
Yeah, and hang up. What a fucking...
I'm an asshole.
Man, don't do that.
I'm sorry. Shiner's all stoned now. He's feeling like... Man. Dude, no, relax, dude. It's a mean show. We're mean to people sometimes, dude.
Damn, man. Doing,
dude? Man.
Dude, I just stopped.
Fucking turn into a fucking nerd when you get high. We're mean on this show.
No, I'm all about it. I just...
Shana, be mean, bro.
Fucking
be a nice guy.
I'm trying.
Be mean to Dylan. Say something mean to him.
You look like what would happen if a fucking concentration camp tattoo artist had free liberty. That's what you look like. Dude. If you went to Auschwitz and you're like, we'll get a number. Also put a tribal on this guy. That's what you look like, dude. Nothing against you, man. But when I'm just like, Auschwitz or Buchenwald, who liberated you, dude? You look ridiculous.
No one's safe. No one's safe.
I'm just mad at you for getting me fucking stoned, you fucking son of a bitch.
Are you freaking out now that you're high?
No, but I can definitely feel my heartbeat, dude, and my hands are.
Is it at 195
beats per minute? Dude. Don't tell me that. Now I'm going to be like, fuck, what if it...
I love it.
That's just how I'm meant to go out with stupid, dumb substances. Fuck that.
Let's see.
Your legacy.
Yeah, I mean, I am following in my dad's footsteps, dude. Fuck yeah, dude.
All right, real quick, let's take a quick moment and thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. Blue Chew is a pretty incredible product, guys. I'll tell you right now, they make these chewables that get your dick hard. Nice and simple, Zachy.
That's all you got to say. You get stronger, longer-lasting erections.
Yeah, and, you know, whether you got erectile dysfunction, which I know people are dealing with, or if you just want to have a little more fun in the bedroom, Blue Chew is right for you. They have the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, and what they do is they prescribe you whatever medicine you need for your needs. So if you guys, you know, if you have erectile dysfunction, it's one thing. If you guys just want to spice up things in the bedroom, it's another thing. But the coolest part of all of this is you don't have to go to the doctor and have a conversation. This is all done online. So when you go to BlueChew.com, they give you a little questionnaire. You get linked up with an online physician. It takes a few minutes, and they give you a prescription right there and then. And then they ship you the Blue Chew chewables in discreet packaging. Comes right to your door. Simple as that. And the best part of all of this is that we're going to let you try it absolutely for free. Because that's how confident Blue Chew is in their product, that they're going to let you try it for free. See for yourself that you like it, that your chick likes it, that whoever likes it. Go to BlueChew.com. When you check out, use the promo code RAP. You're going to pay $5 shipping, and we're going to give you your first month of Blue Chew chewables absolutely free. BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get your first month for free. Just pay $5 shipping. Okay, let's get back into it. So TikTok relationship expert claims using an imaginary person as a scapegoat to save their marriage. What does that mean,
Jen? First of all, TikTok expert.
I don't know.
Hold on.
Hold on. Wait, don't say it yet.
Dan, you're on the Real Ass Podcast.
Why am I on the Real Ass Podcast?
I was originally, can I tell you why? Can I tell you originally? Because I was going to call you and tell you you're ugly. And now I feel bad because Shayner was like, dude, don't do that. Because I got Shayner stoned. And he's all like, no, dude, don't do that. That's mean. Why would you do that to Dan? He's the best. And now I feel bad. And I was like, you know what, Dan?
Yeah.
You're not ugly. Fine.
Shayner, you're a good man. And Lewis, you're just a mean boy. You're just a mean, mean boy. think I don't know I'm ugly with my giant head?
Dan, it's not that you're ugly. It's that everyone says you're hot, and they say it so much that I think I have to go the extreme.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, in my mind, I get that because you know that I've always given you credit. You've always said it accurately. I am a real life 7.
Yeah.
Below 7. And then in comedy, because of all these circus mongoloids, I'm like a nice 9.5.
Yeah, and you're very funny too, and you're a nice guy. All this adds up, but you have a flat face, and that needs to be pointed out. And we can't sit here and pretend that a flat face, an unsymmetrical flat face, is a hot thing. This is not like Dan couldn't model. If you took Dan's picture and went to Union Square with it and said, you know what? That's it, Dan. Dan, new idea. We're taking your picture to Union Square and we're having women rate it. 1 to 10 that don't know your comedy. And we're going to find out once and for all, is Dan hot? Oh, that's a good picture, Dan. That's a good picture, Dan.
Very handsome photo. Use that picture, dude.
And by the way, Lewis, you're going to lose that one. You go to Union Square because I am definitely homeless hot.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit, Danny boy, I love you. I'll call you later. Have a great day.
Shaner. Shaner. Yeah, I thought he was you fucking. It's right at the end there. Fuck.
Yeah. We're gonna use the most that was a particularly handsome picture of Dan, Shannon. Yeah. You're trying to sabotage me. Wow.
She's trying to be fair.
She's trying to sabotage me. That's when Shannon sabotaged me. That's sabotaging.
Look, if Dan Soder gets said he's ugly and it's fair, then he's ugly.
You can't see the flatness of his face in these photos. That's my problem with this. Can we get a side profile? It's like you're looking at a fucking iron.
The picture of BD Wong comes up. Like, is that Dan?
That's not Dan.
From the side.
Yeah, look at that monster.
Oh, dude, he kind of looks like Willem Dafoe a little bit.
Yes, though. He does look like a young Willem Dafoe.
But then again, Elias is hot in Platoon.
Nobody sees Dafoe and is like, I want that, dude. Dafoe's a creep, dude.
So what? Doesn't mean he's not hot. He can be
hot. If Dafoe wasn't famous, Dafoe gets no pussy. Period.
Yeah, he's fucking. That's so many people.
Dude, he'd be a fucking. Be an Uber driver. Imagine Dafoe, he turns around and.
Yeah.
He's wearing the Green Goblin mask.
We're going to die, Spider-Man.
Loses it.
He looks like he's always trying to cast a spell.
That's him that cuts his cock off in Antichrist, right?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
That's a fuck. But that was also not a bad picture of Dafoe either.
That wasn't a picture of Dafoe.
That wasn't a
generous picture. No, that's a generous picture.
That's what I mean. I've seen him look terrible.
I'm being sabotaged. This is what she does. Every fucking day. Sabotaged.
I
thought it was soda.
Classic soda.
Jesus Christ.
I'll be in Buffalo.
Yeah, nobody. Nobody wants that, dude. Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
That honestly looks like prosthetic makeup on somebody's
face.
Dude,
that is literally what Dan Soder is going to grow into. And whatever fucking 10 marries him, just realize that's what you're going to have to deal with. Just realize that Katie Nolan, that's what you're going to have to fucking deal with later on in life when you're just still hot somehow. And this is Dan at 44.
Yeah. Did they get the order right?
Happy birthday to me.
That's creepy. Holy
Did
shit.
Did they get the order?
I am substantially more handsome than Dan Soder, and I'm sick of nobody saying this.
You brought this up.
You brought this up.
Nobody's saying that I'm more handsome than Dan Soder.
You started talking about me, and then it went from me to Dan to you.
Nobody else. Nobody else.
You just want to be considered more handsome than Dan.
I want people to tell the truth. I want the truth.
So you think you're better looking than Dan?
I know I'm better looking than Dan. This is crazy. Mm.
Well, now, you were just saying you should actually, if you're going to do Dan's picture in the park, you should do yours next to it.
Shaner, I hate
you
it,
fucking
but I
dummy.
Love it.
How the fuck did you
I thought
not
that was implied.
I thought that, yeah, so did I.
Oh. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. I think it's the one thing we played during the takeover.
Yeah, that is.
And Butter, we complained about it. We didn't play it again the rest of the episode. It
should never be played again. Yeah, but then it's going to look like, you know what you're going to find a lot is people just like favor and race on that one too. They're going to see...
Favor and race.
Yeah, they're going to see both your pictures, and you're going to see...
I mean, if you're taking my old headshot's pretty fucking handsome. You do any of my old headshots. I mean, now I'm
yeah, because I was going to say, looking at you, you just said Uber driver. You look like a fucking cab driver, dude.
Doggy.
Honestly.
Oh, like I couldn't even get a job with Uber?
No, anybody can get
like
a job
medallion,
with Uber.
A medallion cab driver?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But not a bad one.
Whoa.
Oh, that looks like you're a vineyard, dude. You look full vineyard on that one. Never mind. They're not going to be comparing race at all.
But he's like,
yeah, look at that jawline, dude.
I don't know.
Look at that jawline.
This looks like you're from the future.
Yeah, man.
Like, this picture looks like it was taken.
No,
10
dude.
Years
you look like
now.
You just came out of the thing in, like, The Matrix. You look like Keanu, dude. You look like bald Keanu. Why do my eyes hurt?
I look like Alien Nation.
That's what they shot Powder in North Jersey. Powder, just a coke dealer.
Porto.
No, let's see. No, let's see the one with the green background, Shannon, because I feel like my head blends in too much to the yellow background there. Why did I use that headshot for so long? Let's see.
The one with the hat?
Yeah, let's see. Let's see, Shannon. Yeah.
Oh, that's just you with a hat on.
Oh, I'll say.
That's let's get real.
Come on, guys.
Me versus Dan. Let's go.
Why don't they show the chair that's backwards that you're sitting on? You know that's the guidance counselor push-up. Like, what are we talking?
Yeah. Listen, kids, let's get serious.
Yeah,
here
yeah exactly.
You're going to tell them about street violence and drugs. Like, look, guys, I know what it's like.
I've been through what you have.
Dude,
I came back out on the
Who here has a loud
that's
dad?
That's a good pick.
By the way, I've had girls tell me that that's the best picture that exists of me. Shannon, what do you think?
See, I'm being fair.
And of course you're wearing...
So you like that picture of me, Shannon.
Yeah,
you think I look particularly hot in that
that's
photo.
That's a good picture, yeah.
Hell yeah. What's up, girl?
It's all right.
What's up, girl? Got that nice
you look like you're just about to freestyle right now. That's what you look like in that, dude.
No, this is not about me versus Dan.
You literally said this.
You literally said...
No. Okay. This is just the question. Is Dan Soder attractive?
What you two should have to do is do glamour shots and put them in the park. So the pictures are at equal.
Try to make yourselves look
the
best you possibly can.
The same place.
Boudoir photos?
Yeah. No, I'm talking sparkly,
dude,
that
just good.
Creepy glamour. Fucking...
Yeah.
Those pictures that everybody's little sister got when they were like 8. And you put it in the park.
Dude, do you ever see an ugly girl with glamour photos?
Glamour shots.
They are. They have ugly, weird fucking like costumes they put them in.
Oh,
it's retarded. And also, this is how stupid women are. Like, it's crazy. Like, that's a thing they do. It's like, you know what? It's your 15th birthday. We're going to get glamour shots.
Yeah.
Simple-minded fucking idiot mother. My ex-girlfriend in high school, I won't say her name, she got them.
Like, we'd know her.
Pam?
Well, no, I'd want to give her a name. Why not? It fills in the story. You get the picture of fucking name, but, you know, I don't want to.
She got her daughter the glamour shots?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was my girlfriend at the time. She had glamour shots. And even at the time, I was like, this is fucking retarded.
It's creepy.
You're not a model.
Yeah, it is weird. It's weird.
It's fucking creepy.
Everyone thinks they can pull off a JonBenet, but not
one of your eyes
can.
Is bigger than the other. What do you think? Like, you don't think that should be fixed before you fucking start dressing up and taking pictures?
Ugh.
Oh, man.
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like those families that do the Old West photos. They look like assholes.
Those are crazy,
man. Yeah, because they, like, show their New Balances.
You know, it would be refreshing to see someone do an old-timey photo like that, but it was murder-suicide. All his family was just dead, and he's just there with a gun.
Yeah.
He's like, I did it. Wildwood. Wildwood.
You're riding the sea serpent.
I did one of those Wild West photos when I was a kid. Like, my mom was a fucking simpleton. She would never have gotten glamour shots because it never went that far. Like, she never had enough money. She didn't have the $300 for the package or whatever. But, like, yeah, we'd go to the fair. And, like, to this day, I have a button with me, my sister, and my mom's face on it. Like, we sit there, we took a picture, and they printed us a button with just this heroin addict and her two kids. Yeah, these.
I was like, man.
I took those.
Look at these assholes.
With my friend's family. Man. It wasn't even me. My friend Rocky's family paid for those photos. And I thought it was fucking cool.
A lot of those photos are like, this is the last known photo before he killed the entire family.
Seriously.
I bet you Benoit's got one of them.
Oh, you know he does. But Benoit's just staring at his child like he's going to kill him. Just straight down.
All right. So what is this Nugget fan sucker punch? Dude, Nugget fan sucker punch is hard to say fast.
So I watched that video.
Nugget fan sucker punch.
The Nugget fan tried to fucking sucker punch a Suns fan. And the Suns fan fuck this dude up.
Nice.
And it's like it is totally justified.
Let's
it's fucking
watch
awesome
it.
As shit.
Let's watch it.
Here we go. I love this. Look at that douche with his fucking
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, he sucker punches him. Boom. Okay.
And then
here comes the rain. I'm 7'8". Louis J. Gomez paid for my tall surgery. I'm gonna fuck your boy up. Ooh, nasty little uppercut.
Sons in Four.
Sons in Four.
Motherfucker.
Dude.
Fucking Kevin Ryan's older brother, dude.
Is he leaking? Is he leaking?
Oh, yeah.
I love when black people say leaking.
All right, here we go, Sons.
And he's in. he's at an away game, right? He's.
Oh,
he just got
they got him.
They got him.
Oh, what'd they do?
Threw beer on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He still wins.
Yeah, he still wins. Yeah.
He just takes off a shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dude, that would have been powerful. He cuts his chest like a predator. It's like, whoa, dude.
Dude, if he took, fuck, he's got a tally mark. He's like, who's next, you pussies? That would be fucking sick.
That guy rules.
Dude.
He was 8 feet tall. Why was he so big, dude?
And he did the look in his face. You like it? Dude. What's the man's tail? Like, damn, dude.
Dude, he's like, I'm fucking your boy up. Dude, that's fucking sick.
Dude, but what a pussy his boy was to not help. Like,
oh,
help him,
I know.
Dude.
He's just like, just covering
help
his
him.
Face. Yep. Fucking goddamn.
I'm well, you know what? Not for nothing. No, I will say don't help him. Fuck it. I'm not going to fault his boy for not
did
jumping
it say
this
who,
guy.
Did he start it? The kid who
so what had happened was the one guy who's the kid who got fucked up, his friend, they started an argument.
Yeah.
And then the Suns fan pushed them. There was pushing and shoving. And then both parties split.
Bottom line
and
is
then
the Suns guy started.
Caesar cut faggot, tried to fucking punch the Suns
guy.
Yeah,
he sucker punched him. Yeah, he just turned. He put his stuff away and it was like, boom, I'm going to fucking knock this guy.
Dude, try.
And then he had nothing on that.
Nothing.
Now, when you have the high ground like that in stadium stairs, how do you and your friend not just push that guy?
Insane. Not,
seen it happen
oh,
a bunch of
he's so tall, he would have just
seen
went,
it happen so
oh
many
my
times.
God.
Isn't that the strategy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you have the high ground. You just want
to
knock
him. You could 300
him.
Kick that guy down to the fucking seventh row. Yeah. From that angle?
I've
from
seen
that
it
arch,
happen at the Wachovia
boom,
Center.
Dude.
Yeah. During fucking Flyers games, I've seen people
I
get
kicked.
I think
it's the Wakanda Center. I was like, what? Where's that?
Yeah, but the
right
defense
outside
of Philly, they're just falling. They're not getting hit.
Yeah, they're not really falling.
Yeah, it's my fucking seat. Right, I'm down there. I'll roll down.
I'll get down there fast.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, look, it's a fair fight. I understand his friend not. At that point, you're jumping a dude, and your boy fucking sucker punched him. So
yeah.
Like, all right, dude, you want to go
it's
fight
It's kind of like you.
Yeah, it's fine. It was a fair fight.
Yeah.
One-on-one, and honestly, they were the same height
oh, yeah.
At that point. So.
Literally Caesar
also,
cut, dude.
Shout out to the security. Just
oh,
all
yeah,
over
just
it.
Very slow.
The NHL refs. The fucking wait, why don't work it out?
They're just linesmen. Come on.
It's now. Like, what are you doing?
Not bad.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah, solid fight. Let's see. What else? A woman who got her eyelid ripped off by her eyelash extensions, technician's chihuahua.
What?
What?
It's her eyelash extension technicians.
Hold on, this is another. Chihuahua. It's time for another retarded ass Shannon story of the day. Sometimes when you read it, like I read that correctly, you don't you read
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
it's a confusing sentence.
No, read that fucking. It's not me.
No, it's
read
not you.
That and then.
It's not you. I was just trying to help clear it up because I know what it is.
Go ahead.
Yeah, a woman who got her eyelid ripped off by her eyelash extension technician's chihuahua, now says her technician is ducking her.
Yeah, that makes sense.
None of it makes sense.
Well, it's just weird eyelash extension.
It's a weird
chihuahua.
Yeah, it's
eyelash extension technician.
Dude, send
cousin.
That to Tommy J. Pope yeah. right now. Whoa. That'll
yes,
fuck
dude,
with
yes.
it. That's a yeah. cryptic fuck. It's like eyelash.
That's
technician.
How they talk in the Mexican Navy. Chihuahua. Extension technician.
We're coming for
dude,
Tommy
extension
J. Pope.
Long hair.
What do you do on the ship? I'm an extension technician. They call me Chihuahua.
I swear to God, I thought that was the name of the lady. I swear
what do you
God,
do on
like,
the fucking Mexican
Chihuahua
Navy?
Rodriguez.
They call me Chihuahua. I'm an extension technician. You better watch your ass. Dude, on the fucking Mexican
Bailed
Navy.
Out of mailman school.
Mexican Navy, dude. Telling you.
You look like you're a colonel in it. You put a sombrero on Shaner. He's a colonel in the Mexican Navy.
Come on, man. That's actually my title. Come on, man.
What is this
Come
story,
on, man,
Shaner. This retarded ass story.
Okay, so there was a woman who was getting her eyelashes done. So you have to like lay down for about an hour to go through this process. And she
was your eyelashes done.
Yeah, eyelash extensions.
Ooh, I want to get. What, can we get eyelash extensions for me
yeah,
and Zach?
Before your glamour yeah. shots.
Just have beautiful eyelashes.
It's like 150 to 225.
How hilarious would that be?
Dude,
just a
not address it.
Gorgeous.
It's like, yo, what's going on?
Every,
you guys doing a spot tonight?
Everything
click,
you say is just
click,
like
click, click, click.
Did
every
you notice?
Them, every time I ask somebody for something, I'm like,
Instead of slap there, it's just him. Just butterfly kissing.
Butterfly kissing people like, what's up? Sorry, God, I'm sorry. God, I forgot. Just purposely driving wrong. Sorry.
He's got the most beautiful eyelashes I've ever seen.
That'd be so fucking funny.
Dude, I don't want to sound weird or anything, but Zach Amico, did you see that? Do we have a... Do you feel this right now, Zach?
If you get past everything else, the eyelashes, man.
Oh, yeah. He's fucking amazing.
Dude, I want to get eyelash extensions so badly right now. It would be hilarious.
So the technician returned.
How easily can you get that out?
The chihuahua bit off the woman who was laying there. It was the technician's dog.
Oh, the technician was like putting on the eyelash.
And then the
I thought you meant the technician was like, all right, let's get these off. Rips off her eyelid. I was like, dude, that'd be sick if she tried to play it off. Like, looks good. You're all set.
Sorry. Okay,
this is what it this is an example of what it looks like.
You
before
know, I, listen to me. Every fucking whore, yeah. Every whore on the planet gets eyelash extensions. Man. You see it.
That's. Wait. So it's. Hold on.
Do they have a before and after when
like
real ladies' eyes?
Like, is it
out?
Like when they use fake hair? Is it real? It,
they,
other shit.
That like the high quality stuff. They'll use mink. And they just they put one individual lash to one to three to every one of your lashes.
Shanna really is just a fucking.
I've had it done. I used to have it.
I know. You're a fucking Staten Island.
Yo, you use mink?
Yeah.
What?
You had fucking.
Vegan now. So I won't.
Oh, so you would. So a vegan wouldn't have mink?
Fucking Lewis with two cars, Shanna with her mink fucking eyelashes. What the fuck is going
on?
So
you wouldn't use mink. Would you use like Indian lady hair?
I think I'd prefer to use Indian lady hair.
Over mink.
Yeah.
And that's more humane.
Yeah, because it's just a lady that cut her hair. Like, no animal was harmed in the process.
What if she was dead and they took her
eyelashes? What if it's not real? What if it's
what if they
so
harvested
cruel?
Her eyelashes?
That's gross. That's okay. Just
what if they're just breeding Indian people for eyelash hair?
Plus, for the wild. Native Americans, you can pay them beans. We'll give you cities.
Is Native American Indian? We take their eyelashes as well?
You got to use every part of the animal.
It's true.
Yeah.
They
Dude,
taught us that.
You'll definitely have the trail to tear with those lashes. Okay? Yeah. Oh.
It's a good commercial.
Nice. Is there any video of this? Is there anything? This is just a short.
She's just running like, oh my God.
So there isn't.
I want to see this chihuahua tearing her fucking eyelashes off.
Did she throw
it?
There isn't video of it happening, but there is a video of her afterwards complaining that she can now not get, she can't get back in touch with the
Did
lady
she
to try
yelp
to get her to pay.
And by the way, when
bills.
You said that she was ducking her, I thought it was like when my phone autocorrects fucking. Like, I thought this whole thing was fucked up.
She yelps about it.
Not a bad experience.
One star.
Quality.
Not as great,
but the chihuahua ripping my eye
Let's
out.
Let's see. Is this a story?
I have not heard.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
That is awesome.
What the fuck?
Last I knew.
She looks like a Terminator.
Oh, she has to sleep with her eye open.
Yeah, that's what the lady says. You'll sleep with one eye open.
Also, who are these doctors in her town? Like, you look good to me.
Also, she got a puka shell necklace. How should she even afford this?
Yeah.
That make any sense.
Oh my fucking Christ.
Of course she goes to a place that a chihuahua bites your eye.
Yeah, why is a chihuahua that close to you?
Was the chihuahua doing it?
She's holding the dog?
Me, so she has not reached out or checked in on me at all.
The lash tech blocked you?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're fucking ruining her business.
You took this to TMZ, you puss.
Like, also, you have a little bit of brain coming out. I want to check that.
It's just hanging from the socket down. It's like, I don't know what.
Ooh, yeah, there's liquid pouring out of your eyeball right now.
Yeah, that's... How is she allowed to walk around? It's like, you're good.
Bitch, put a patch on your eye.
Put that
puka
necklace
on. Yeah, that would be sick.
On.
That'd be sick.
Can you do eyelash extensions on a dog? Because that's another funny bit we could do for the show.
Sexy dogs?
Technically, yes, you could do it.
You could do it?
Yeah.
Have they? Look it up, Shannon.
They probably have.
Somebody's done it.
Oh thanks, shit, man. Thank you.
Like the same way you practice like tattooing on a like a dead pig.
On a pig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That's how I got mine.
You just like, yeah, it's pretty good. I'll keep it.
They thought Zach was a dead
Did you fall asleep in a barn?
I'm a weird sleeper.
Where were you?
I fell asleep behind a tattoo parlor.
Like, look at this guy out here. Like,
hey, we found a giant dead pig.
His doodle.
Weirdly enough, he won't wake up.
Yeah.
Thick skin.
Tattooed all over his body. Like, what was going on?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's hilarious.
No, I don't like that.
Those are fake lashes, though. Not
no, no, no. I want to see eyelash extensions on this fucking beast. They tattooed dogs.
Wait, do they have a picture of the chihuahua that did this?
Can we see tattoos on dogs? That happens all the time.
They tattoo hairless cats, too.
I got no problem with this.
Tattoo?
Yeah.
They tattoo dogs.
Well, I mean, I knew they did the pigs, and I heard about the cats. I didn't know that was a thing.
No, like, people just tattoo their dogs because they're psychos.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Get the fuck out of here.
I would like to see the ethnicity breakdown.
Yeah.
On who gets their dogs tattooed.
Dude, I watched
before
a video.
We commit to this.
Dude, I watched a video years ago.
I love where this
ago,
is going.
This is going to be.
It was somewhere in South America, like the Dominican Republic or somewhere.
Hell
look
yeah.
at this.
Look how hard that fucking cat is.
All these animals look Mexican. Yo,
that cat looks like Jason
Ellis. What happened?
Dude.
Yo, what cartel does that cat
is that
work
cat
for?
Real? That is. I want that cat
that's
so bad.
That's not a real cat.
No, there's no way that's
there's
real.
There's no way that's real.
If that's real, that's all I want is I want a hairless cat Dude. With fucking neck tattoos and an eye tattoo.
Yeah.
That cat rules.
This picture is from an article about the banning of tattooing animals.
That thing actually runs.
This article should be about why everyone should tattoo their animals.
You did that dog looks like Bam Bam Bigelow's head. That's
dude,
awesome.
That's fucking sick.
That is.
Does it say riot? So cool. Does that say riot underneath the dog's yeah. head?
Dude, that cat fucking rules. Look how badass that cat is.
He's what, got, what
the
is that?
Fuck.
Hey, Bato.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Did that cat attack Ethan Hawke in Training Day? Jesus fucking Christ, dude. What is going on here? Holy shit.
Dude, that fucking can we see more tattooed pets? That cat in particular, I want.
That looked dumb.
What
that's horrible.
Fuck?
I'm gonna put your eyelashes off,
yeah, dude.
Dude, what an insult to dude. That's
what the Taco Bell dog did with his money.
Yeah.
That's where the Taco Bell.
It still looks pretty badass, now. Dude. I want a tattooed pet so badly.
What would you get?
Fucking.
Oh, actually, it's funny. I had heard this. So apparently they do at some shelters, they tattoo dogs.
The numbers,
that have been
yeah.
chemically neutered, too. They just tattoo it on it. So their balls are still there, but they're like chemically neutered.
Like NASCAR
and a
ones.
dude apparently found like a dog or adopted it, and it had that tattoo, and he thought it was like some sicko just tattooing a dog. So he got the tattooed of chemically neutered on him.
Hilarious.
To pay homage to his dog. What a fucking idiot. What the fuck?
Oh, that's sick.
Is that.
Why does it say Pitbull?
This dog looks like it was just tattooed.
Seriously, look how fucked up
Please
that dog is.
This guy just got ripped off. He's like, he said it was a Pitbull. I mean, it's written on it. I fucking think I got ripped off, dude. Also, does that say Punchline on the second? He's like, I'll be at the Punchline.
It looks like Panchito.
It's so pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, look what I stole off those kids over there.
That's oddly exactly enough, that dog that died like 20 minutes ago.
Seriously.
So.
Holy
all of
shit.
These dogs die of infection.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
There's no way.
3 weeks later, yeah. There's no way these dogs are fucking putting fucking ointment on their tattoos.
Oh, that'd be sick if they gave them, like, living statue, like some Mexicans do. Like, what? At the funeral.
Oh, yeah. Oh, people stuff dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, this is the type
Carpe
of
Carpe diem.
Yeah, get out there and seize
that cat.
Today.
Is like, you know what I really want?
Look how depressed that cat is.
With a nice
God
diamond.
Damn it.
That
cat's
bad.
About to go buy, go dude. To the yarn store and make a noose out of fucking. Just, what are you playing with?
By the way, every tattooed hairless cat looks like Dave Bautista.
Yeah. Really
actually,
does.
I
every single tattooed cat looks like Bautista.
I have an idea. All these
or
cats
Ari.
And dogs, all these cats and dogs that can't get adopted, I bet you a tattooed cat or dog would be adopted.
Yeah, of course. Oh, you almost had it, dude.
Heard it.
Oh, fuck you, dude. Oh, it's huge.
That's a big boy.
It's a fat fly.
We should tattoo it.
Yeah, dude. Somebody... Oh, that
tattoo.
Yo, how sick would that have been?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
It's a tattooed cat if I ever saw one.
All right. It's fucking me up now.
Fuck it. Don't worry. It'll...
Okay, so... Okay, let's see. World's tallest one-rail roller coaster opens in Jersey. Is this at Six Flags? Is this the new one? It must be.
Let's see. Hold on.
Yeah, I got to do my... We got to do our Six Flags trip soon for Guest Digital, right? I gotta figure this out. I know that they were talking about a couple new rides at Six Flags this year. You know, roller coaster guys at all?
Yeah, it's Six Flags Great Adventure.
Yeah, of course.
They're all Great Adventures.
Paco's so fucking weird. Like he's not from
is there
here. Yeah,
Six Flags.
It's fucking
one?
Six Flags, dude. Relax.
He's like it's at Waterworld Kingdom.
Fuck Paco, dude. It's obviously Six Flags. We know.
I've never been to a Six Flags.
I know
Flag.
You. Well, you guess
never
what?
Been to a Six Flags?
No, he just moved here from Vegas.
So what? Don't they have? Yeah. Is there a roller coaster on every street?
There are
street
Six Flags.
That's
everywhere.
How I thought you guys
I'm
traveled out
from
in Vegas.
Hawaii.
They travel by roller.
Don't they have? They don't have them out there.
We have water slides.
You're Hawaii. What do you need water slides for?
What are you, his great aunt?
What do you need? You don't need a water. Slide
I do imagine
Hawaii?
Hawaii is like Water World though. Like it's
oh
just
yeah.
Fucking, yeah.
Yeah,
fuck
that lady's leading the pack. She's gonna be dressed like Dennis Hopper.
Hawaii's probably fucking dope, right? I've been to Hawaii.
You never
it sucked.
Been, I was gonna say I thought you
I've
went
been
there.
To Hawaii, yeah. It sucked. Never
you
mind.
Just said
in one thought, I forgot that I went to Hawaii, and then I remembered that it sucked.
Yeah, you're like, it's got to be great. It sucked.
I had a great childhood. I was raped.
I had two memories.
My dad with the belt in Hawaii wasn't a fan. Whoa.
I got two memories.
That's it.
Holy shit.
Shit, dude. Oh, man. After this, I got to go buy a third car after we get off air.
Of course. Monday already.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
Come on.
I think I'm like in a Lambo.
If you get a Lambo,
I'm going to get a Lambo.
Don't
dude.
Get a Lamborghini.
Why not?
Come you on. Come in here, these are just replaced with cups and strings. Yeah, like, all right.
Seriously. I'm renting a $2,600 a month house in fucking Jersey.
That fly is a new employee here because that's all you can afford.
It's like a giant Fig Newton sticker. Yeah. Like, Fig Newton presents gas station. What's happening, dude?
Yeah. Canned sardines presents gas station. Yeah.
Bumblebee tuna. Thank you so much.
Just flies everywhere.
Fuck me.
Yeah. No, but my idea is to tattoo dogs and cats and that are in shelters that are about to be, that are in death row. It's better than killing them. To sit here, couple factors here. Dude, don't fucking act. This isn't a Dan Soder's ugly thing. That's not being mean. This is actually saving lives.
No. I just think it's funny you called it death row.
Yeah, they're on
like
death
row. Like they had done something so terrible. It's like, see this batch of kittens here? Fucking gang.
Like, Scrappy, you up?
You take these cats.
Ride the lightning, Scrap.
Pass the kites between them.
This is literally the best idea I've ever had in my entire life.
What is it? A priest shows up. It's your time, son.
Just imagine a puppy in the gas chamber, like.
Any last barks?
He's like, did he say he loved me? His whole puppy family's watching through the glass, like.
They all have their paws on it.
They have their paws up, like.
All the cats have signs out front. Fuck you.
Dude, that's when you'd see a cat, like, with that, just walking down, like, motherfuckers don't know. Motherfuckers don't know.
So my idea is to take cats and dogs that are on death row
and then tattoo them.
Everyone wants a tattooed cat or dog. Guarantee you get them a home. Okay.
Well, what are you going to tattoo them? You're going
to whatever the people want.
No. They're not pre.
No, he's going to flash off the wall.
Yeah, they got like we'll fucking
skulls,
make
flames.
We'll make them look cool, dude. We'll make the cats and dogs look
only
cool.
Only God can judge.
It's
got to
be like the Reaper holding all aces. Like, trust me.
We're and picking everything Lewis has.
You do a tramp stamp right above their asshole.
Oh.
The cat with a Joker tattoo, a Heath Ledger Joker. That would fucking.
He kind of looks like a fucking cat.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking shaved
Suicide
cat.
Squad.
Yeah.
Like a and retarded cat.
You save cats and dogs because I'm telling you right now, I guarantee if you put a tattooed cat or dog up on a website, you don't got to fucking make them adopted. You can start selling them. I got to be honest with you. This is a business.
Dude.
New business idea.
It's like dogs and cats.
This is closely turning into a sweatshop. Like, dude. We got to get all these dogs. We got to tattoo them.
This is a fucking brilliant idea, dude. I'm going to start adopting dogs, cats that are on death row.
You're flipping dogs.
Yeah. Yes.
You're going to start flipping animals. I'm
going to shave them down, tattoo them, sell them as tattooed pets.
This sounds so... like eugenics, you don't even know. Dude. You're like, I'm going to shave them down.
Real
I'm
ass pets.
Sell them. Real ass pets.
This is the
rap,
greatest
can
idea
I make one
rap.
Suggestion
real
now.
Ass pets, dude.
This earrings.
Dog comes walking in.
What?
Tattoos? Earrings.
Yeah, dude, we'll do piercings, we'll do tats, we'll do body modification.
Dude, body mod.
Horns.
Body mod is where you're going to
make
dude,
down
the
whole spine. They'll look like a dragon.
Dude, body mod is where you're
going to dude,
make
you're going to literally
dude. Fuck that.
Yeah, we're
take wiener
fuck
dogs.
These animals up.
Dude, wiener
split
dogs
their tongues.
The hike, dude.
Kill me.
Dude.
Kill me.
You got yeah,
you got a high Shaner. You're opening up Pandora's box.
You're quickly turning
deformed
this
animals.
Dragon
you're
dogs.
Going,
we're turning all the dogs into dragons.
Yeah, you split their tongues.
Split their tongues.
And horns.
The spikes.
Oh,
horns,
yeah.
And then tattoo scales all over their bodies.
Give them longer limbs.
Yeah, dude. Take a wiener dog.
A giraffe neck.
Wiener dog, make them
walking around like a brontosaurus. A cat put, with a giraffe
put
neck.
Pigeon wings on their ears. That would be fucking, that would sell dude. Immediately, dude.
Just put a giant trunk on
dude.
A chihuahua.
Oh, dude, take all their teeth out, make them square plastic ones. Just for
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, I told you, dude. This
like
is...
a goofy dog.
You pulled the ripcord on this one, dude.
Or, dude, if you just manipulate their fucking vocal cords, like, hark! Hark!
It's like the mummy.
Dude, square
we're replacing
teeth.
Their vocal cords with a reed from a saxophone.
Sorry, when this dog barks, it says the N-word. I can't
just...
I bought it like that. I don't know. Some people say, who rescued who, you know? Who rescued who?
I'll tell you, who robbed who?
I'll tell you what. I walked into the kennel, the dog's like, you're like, whoa.
He's getting spited.
I'll get him.
I'll take two.
What's wrong with that? I got two neighbors. They suck. Yeah.
One for either side?
One for either side. Who rescued who? I love this race of stars.
Wow. What a fucking show we're having. Wow.
Man.
Holy fucking shit, dude. I shit you not, dude. There's got to be a country that I can legally turn dogs into little tattooed.
Yes, it's called Mexico,
it's
dude.
It's called Asia.
You can go anywhere.
Continent.
Anywhere
and
in the U.S.
And you get to eat them. Yeah.
How much would
you tattoo my food.
Yeah.
How much
tattooed
would you
food.
Tattooed food. That's a fucking, you go to Asia in America town, open up tattooed food. You fucking killing it, dude.
In New York, the penalty is only 15 days in jail or a $250 fine.
I mean, so I have to tack on $250 to every
to
the deck of dog. The cars you've put this
Well, you
got to
start small then. You gotta, like, you got to find the dog. You're easier catching them, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Just go catch the dogs. Fucking, you're killing it, man. Yeah. I guess your costs are going to come down to needles, tattoo ink. Do you want the tattoos to be skilled at all? Because you're going to have to look at a guy who can actually
draw.
I got to
partner up with a good tattoo artist.
You got to get a stenciler, a better type of paper for dogs.
We can probably, I mean, if you're doing small dogs and cats, you could probably get through a few a day. It's not like the dog's got to sit there. You put them to sleep.
Yeah, you put them to sleep. You don't got to worry about anybody.
That's it, dude. And we're doing pretty simple shit. We're not doing like crazy shading or colors. We're doing fucking simple scales.
See,
and just like satanic like symbolism maybe.
If you can get in good with like a dude who works at a vet and who's an anesthesiologist for dogs, then you're cutting costs right there too.
I just feel like that we're going to run into some red tape with legalities.
I mean, well, it's illegal, so the whole entire
the whole
idea
is illegal.
Well,
hold on. We go to a country where we can do this, and then you sell them to a celebrity American clientele. Is it illegal to come back to the States with this dragon dog?
Come back to the States? No, because
if I buy this dog,
was it a resident prior? Did we bring the dog down there to get the
No. Does the dog have papers? Dog,
come on now.
We can go to Puerto Rico, dude. I've been to there's stray dogs all over the beach.
All right. So what you do is...
Fuck that little Atlantic City.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, right? Jesus, they're running the town now.
You tattoo the dogs in Puerto Rico, and then you basically get Sarah McLachlan like, look what they're doing to these dogs. The celebrities adopt them, and they kick you back some money. That's a fucking win-win.
Dude, I like the Sarah McLachlan idea, but the only way is that I'm going to get a death metal band to cover Arms of an Angel in my commercials for Dragon
Dogs. That's okay.
Dude, is there a death metal Arms of an Angel? I bet you there is.
Guaranteed. Oh, no, dude, in the Arms of the Demons.
Ooh.
There you go.
Wow, Zach. Holy shit, this kid's full of ideas. Yes. This is the best idea I've ever had in my entire life. If we can get through the legalities of this.
It's good weed.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I love that Lewis is getting all the way to this point, and he's going to get it fucked at the end, because he goes, and we'll call them Devil Dogs. Fuck, they already make those.
Devil Dogs.
Devil Dogs.
You sue Drake's.
God damn it.
You go after
cancel the whole operation.
Fuck, this is stupid.
Fuck, that's a great name with a Z, dude. Devil Dogs with a Z.
Devil Dogs?
DevilDogs.com. Shannon, buy it right now. This is better than my
Hot Pies?
No, sir.
French all day?
No. The weights.
Make your own concrete weights.
Concrete weights. When there was a weight shortage during the pandemic,
there was a weight shortage.
So we were going to sell
like barbells and shit.
Yeah, like dumbbells, barbells.
There was a shortage.
Yeah, you couldn't buy them.
Why?
Because they were
during the pandemic.
All the gyms
a ton
closed.
Of people bought them.
Yeah, everybody wanted to work out. Remember?
So to buy weights, it was like five times the amount that it normally was.
Yeah.
So I had an idea to make concrete weights that we were going to sell. And they were huge because concrete doesn't weigh anywhere near as much,
dude. That's great.
So they were enormous and impossible to ship.
Yeah, you don't say.
You guys are like walking around like, I know there's an issue here.
This is really just me pitching business ideas that are all great, by the way.
If I was a loan officer, I'd be on the fence on
like,
a couple.
Sir, you ever been walking through a park, see a big rock, and you're like, I would lift that. Now imagine that on the go.
We give you the tools.
Imagine if we had a convoluted way of making that.
Yeah.
You were hit by the weight shortage, right? Sir, weren't you hit?
Who was it?
He's just a muscle-bound stripper like Shannon fucked around with, and he's just crying like, oh, my God, I was. I was. Right, how Shannon. About this? Rocks.
Shannon, we're going to wrap this one up here in a second. What did I tell you to pull up? Did I tell you to pull something up?
I don't know. I've been trying to find out where it might be legal. It seems like India it's legal. They found a picture of a tattooed camel.
Ooh. Whoa. Tech camels?
It's only not legal in places that are Christian-based.
Wait, would they fuck up in the middle of the
store? Christian-based.
Yeah, because in Christian-based is where they feel that humans have domain over animals. So if you go to like a Hindu country or something, it may be okay to do it.
You'd be around all the smelly Indians, though.
Ugh.
Jeez.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
I thought that was one.
All right, look, let's wrap this one. It's been a fun. We're going to rap with a rap. It's been a minute. Guys, drop a beat. You guys have to improvise a rap song. As just drop a few fucking bars, Six. Every time I ask you to drop bars, you start giving me shit, dude.
How many times do you think you have ever come to me and been like, Six, here's the thing, drop bars. Jeez. That's the first and only time you asked me to ever drop bars.
But you
drop
are...
Drop bars, dude.
I can tell that you're not happy about it. Just drop some
drop
bars
some
for
bars.
Us, dude.
No.
Hey, drop that beat, Shannon.
Drop that beat.
Drop some bars. We're rapping the rap.
Drop the beat,
go subscribe, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You get the entire on-demand library for all the shows we do here at the network. Thousands of hours of content that you can't find anywhere else. Brian Six.
Yeah.
Ryan Shaner coming at you. You fucked it podcast. Go subscribe.
Thank you, buddy.
Drop those bars, Six. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Cats. That's it, dude. That's. You got it. Go ahead, Shaner.
Shannon, just fuck him up, dude. Shannon, just drop some
Shannon
bars on him.
Eat me alive.
Just
dude.
Eat him alive, dude. Wow, ass. Dude.
Dude, I don't got any bars, dude.
All right.
Jesus Christ, guys.
Come on.
What about you?
What about you?
No.
Come on. You bought you bought two cars. Asshole. Rap about your fucking cars, big timer. Come on.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I mean, yo. What? Turn my snare drum up, Shannon. Turn my snare drum
that's
up a little bit.
You always hear them say.
What? Yeah.
50's like, turn the snare drum up.
Turn it up.
Yeah. Turn it up. Give me some more snare.
Dylan's outside waiting to get called in so bad.
Oh, man.
Dylan,
he's got the hood up. Dude, he's got the hood up.
As the song goes on, he further evolves into the wigger that he is, dude.
He
can't hide it. It's like a fucking wigger werewolf, dude.
This
he's coming out.
This is his full moon right now.
Wigwolf,
dude.
Wigwolf?
There you go. Damn it.
My name is Lewis, and I'm here to say I'm on the Realist Podcast in a major way with Ryan, Shanner, and Brian Six from the podcast. You fucked it. Shannon's in the booth playing with her titties. She knows that I like when she does it, it's pretty. And there's Paco. He looks like he's Asian, but he's not. He's a Caucasian from Hawaii. From Hawaii. Everyone knows he's from Hawaii. From Hawaii. From Hawaii. Paco is from Hawaii. Dylan's out there trying to get attention. No one cares. You need to kill yourself. You're a little bitch. No one likes you. You're a fucking Jew. Kill yourself, you. Suck my dick, Dylan, you little faggot. Suck my dick, Dylan, you little faggot. Everyone, come on.
Damn,
suck my dick, Dylan, you little faggot.
Suck my dick,
Dylan, you little faggot. Suck my dick, Dylan, you little faggot. Suck my dick, Dylan, you little faggot. Suck my dick, Dylan, you little faggot. Suck my dick, Dylan, you little faggot. Dylan, you little faggot. Suck my dick.
Dylan, I'm sorry. That was just so infectious. I had to get. You can't get away from the beat.
Thank you, guys.
Catch the fire, dude.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Good night.
That's all, folks.